Right now, I'd like to turn the call over to a great sales trainer. She provides us every Thursday and also on Mondays with golden nuggets, little tidbits that you can use in your daily business life and in a lot of cases in your personal life as well. Great sales trainer. I've known her for almost 38 years. Happens to be my wife, by the way. Carlin, are you on the line?
Stefan, I am with you. You are so crazy. Thank you so much. You are so much fun. That's why we stayed together so long. Anyway, I want to just tell everybody at the beginning again, I know 4th of July weekend is coming up, and I'd like to help you to explode your business a little bit and get you fired up, if you will. So I did mention and talk about, and somebody said, could you do that again real quick? And I said, sure can. So let's talk real quick about the fact that we are in the shipping business. And by that, I mean that you have to properly know how to ship correctly so that you know how to make it all work. So it starts like this. First, we are friend shipping. Then we learn how to court shipping. Then we're into relation shipping. Then you lead by example, so you get into leadershipping. This is where you need to know no bullshipping. Real shipping and receiving occurs. Then you get into also mentorshipping. And so it's really fun to build your business. And when you're shipping properly, the importance of that is how you are able to bring in the ships and build yourself to where you want to be. Remember, in the shipping business, it takes a little bit of time to build trust. So let's move on to the next golden nugget. Little tiny investments of time is your nuggets tonight. And I'm also going to get into something very simple. This is short and sweet, which is business practice. But little tiny investments of time. It's little tiny investments of time into and through your project that makes it work. Let me just ask you, if we were going to go tomorrow and we have plans to go to the mall and we're going to go have lunch together. So here's what would occur as we get up tomorrow morning. Some of us are going to do this. Make the bed, brush our teeth, take a shower, maybe wash your hair, style that, do some makeup, get dressed, have breakfast, then take a trip and maybe gas and wash the car. And then we're going to go to the bank, pull out some money, and head towards the mall, which takes a little bit of driving, and that also will get us there. Now, once we meet together, because we've made these little, tiny investments of time to our project, the chances are we're both going to open up our pocketbooks, wallets, or purses and spend money. Would you agree? That's how your business works. So little, tiny bits of relationshiping time, of getting to know somebody, finding out what it is they want, sharing with them maybe your website, then sharing with them a presentation, and sharing your support line or your team. Those little bits of time is what's going to make that project sing, work, and have your prospect at the end feeling comfortable and opening up their pocketbook or wallet and spending money with you. So you got to do that properly. So don't be sad that it's not a slam dunk. I mean, when I met my spouse, he didn't say, hey, let's get married, let's have kids, let's retire together. It didn't happen like that. There was a courtship that took place. The same thing happens in your business. So do it and do it with passion. Now, when doing business, this is very important. I really hope you're writing this down. I want to talk about business practice. This is so crucial. And I want you to rate the business practice that you like being treated as or which you like to prefer to do business having done to you. And then I want you to tell me what business practice would you like to begin practicing in. The first practice of business is actually called what is called the ripoff artist or the thief. These are people that take something from others for doing nothing. I won't get into this, kind of like the government, right? Putting their hand out in your back pocket, taking stuff for doing nothing. We call them the ripoff artist or the thief. That's getting something for nothing really doesn't work. The next business practice is called unfair business practice. And that's when somebody buys something and you pay a price for it and you get a little bit less than what you were promised. That's an unfair business practice. So giving less than what you paid for. Has anyone ever experienced that? Have you run across something like that and said, oh, yeah, I remember that. That was promised to do this, that, and the other, and you paid for it, good money, but it just didn't happen. Fair business practice. Business for business exchanges. Most people try to do business in the third realm of business. They're hoping, we're all hoping that when you go into a store or deal with somebody or meet someone on the internet, whatever it is, you're looking for number three, which is fair business practice. That's when you give somebody some money or buy something and you get what you paid for in a timely manner. That is fair business practice. That's a fair business exchange. Have y'all, can you relate to some place where you've been and had that fair business practice? It feels pretty good. But that doesn't really get you going home talking the most about that kind of practice, does it? Let's talk about number four, the best over and above what I call the best business practice. That is, let's say that we went into a store and we purchased a white diamond, let's say. But what we receive is a blue-white diamond that goes over and above what we bought. And we were told it would be delivered in about 7 to 10 working days. But you see, it's delivered within 3 to 5 days. So when you give money and you get over and above, or they go beyond what was promised, that is the best business practice. And that business practice, my friends, is the place that we need to be in. That's where everybody wants to deal with. That's what really will set you apart from the rest of other business practices. This kind of business practice is when you promise silver and deliver gold. If you'll get into the habit of doing that, you will feel so good about your business. And guess what happens? You become the talk about from others as to the kind of business practice you do. So I like to say, let's give them something to talk about. And when they're talking, they're either going to talk about something or they're going to talk about something. So you want to decide where you want to be when it comes to your business. Where would you like to stand? And how would you like to begin changing the world and showing them how to proper this? So you, what did we talk about at the very beginning? We go back to your friendshipping, courtshipping, relationshiping, leadershiping, leading by example. That's part of your shipping process. Remember that. Then it's no bullshipping because the truth is good enough, correct? And then mentorshipping, and then real shipping and receiving in all areas of your life begins to occur. I really hope you've enjoyed these golden nuggets tonight and that your ships become silver and gold that are coming in. And with that, I want to tell you, have a great, happy, and 4th of July. And with that, Stefan, I'll turn the call back over to you tonight.
Thank you so much, Carlin. Outstanding as always, and I should say to everybody, you and I have been marriage shipping for 35 years.
Yes, we have.
Got married right out of high school. That's a success story.